Praise ye the Lord, live stream listeners and those not as present. Welcome to Sunday School with the Apostle. Come on and put your hands together and give praise to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I certainly want to give you space to just talk about what you've been turning over this week. I think it's a good time to do it in Sunday school. You get to talk and turn things over that you've been talking about. So with what's been on the floor has certainly been weighty. Hasn't left my mind since Thursday night. So I've been kind of turning it over. So let me hear from you for a few moments.
Okay. Friday night when we was talking about discernment, is of the devil, right? About the serpent when you discern. So I've been thinking about that. And so it's like, that's what I've been doing all my life. And now up to this point, it's like, this is it. You can't do that anymore. So it's like, how do we, like flipping a coin. So it's like, how do you flip a coin that quick? And that's something you've done all your life, is discern with my senses, with the wisdom of the serpent, from what I understood Friday night. That's my understanding.
And your conclusion is?
My conclusion is, here's a question. How do I flip the coin and something I've done for all that long, and I've entered in it, to it, and then just cut and dry? Is the how, the wisdom to how.
I got a few questions I want to ask you. Okay. How long was blind Bartimaeus blind?
All his life.
I have another question I want to ask you. How long did that woman have an issue of blood?
All her life.
How long?
Years.
No problem. 12 years is plenty of time.
Okay.
How long did Mary Magdalene have those 7 devils?
All her life.
And what do you think about Rahab running a harlot's house?
Yeah, she was a harlot all her life.
And what do you think about us born in sin, shaped in iniquity?
And being born in sin, shaping in iniquity, we're going to manifest everything that's in iniquity, that consists of iniquity, all our life. All our life.
And the Lord did a miracle.
Yes.
And who translated you out of darkness?
The Lord.
Who paid your debt off?
Jesus.
Who sent back the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
Who delivered you?
Jesus.
Well, what you struggling for now? Because all you're walking in is what he's already done. You just never had anybody to tell you. So you can't walk into the light.
Until I see it.
Have you seen it?
Friday night was the light then. That was it.
Are you sure?
That was it. I got to start walking.
Oh, I just want to make sure. Good. Anyone else? Do you really believe that the Lord is not going to leave anything unturned in you? And do you really know that only the gospel can reveal it? What make us think we okay when you heard the gospel? The Pharisees Pharisees thought they were okay, didn't they? Until who showed up? You all thought, we all thought we were okay until. And now all of a sudden, it's a new chapter. And we're finding out it's some stuff we got to deal with. And you're going to deal with it how? How are you going to deal with everything? By faith. Ain't no other way to deal with it. That's the conclusion. Someone else. Because I've been turning this over since Thursday night. I ain't stopped Thursday, Friday. I've been putting it all together now. Where you all been? After you left my presence. What's been going on inside of you? I hope you weren't that quiet since Friday. Somebody in the house would have asked what's wrong with you. You've been that quiet.
Regarding prayer.
Okay.
You initially mentioned it Thursday night. I believe you asked us the question about, like, do we know that listening is prayer?
I did ask that question.
You may have already explained, but I couldn't hear. So could you explain to me how listening is prayer? How that's the posture of praying?
Elijah is in a cave, isn't he?
Yes.
And what does he hear?
Still small voice.
And he talks to the Lord too, doesn't he?
Yes.
But he's able to hear a what?
Still small voice.
Do you know that nobody can hear a still small voice until they reject their own voice? Tell the truth. Why can't we hear one another? We will hear ourselves. How did Jesus fitly join the body together? Because how many voices was in the body? How many voices he put in the body?
Just one.
And how is it that we're members of this body and got all these voices in the body? Isms and schisms and thinks we're okay. Prayer is the ability to stop hearing yourself. The only way I hear the way I do here. Do you know who I had to stop hearing? Cornelius. Now I taught Cornelius something in 3 score and 10 years approaching. I taught Cornelius some. Taught him the scriptures, searched the scriptures, read everything, wasn't nailed down. And come to find out that the Lord didn't want that. So now I got to count it all. I don't know if you hear that. Do you know that you, when you start counting the dung, tell me what you think. Tell me what the flesh start making you think. Yeah. Tell on the flesh right now. When you have to cut, when you have to throw something out you've been trusting all your life, tell me what your flesh start doing.
Fighting?
Yeah. That ain't personal, is it? Everybody in here got to say what? Truth, Lord. Because it don't want to leave the seat in your house. And the only way you can get rid of it is to shut it down. And the Lord is not going to shut it down for you, but he'll anoint you to do it. Jesus, the angels are going to strengthen Jesus. They're not going to do it for him. They're going to strengthen him. Wait, don't you listen, you got to hear that. You got to hear that now. Yeah. The angels are going to strengthen him because what is he doing? In that garden.
Praying.
And the angel gonna come and do what? No, why don't they do it for him? You know how we pray, Lord, do it for me. You know the Lord gonna do this. The Lord gonna, no, he's gonna do what to you?
Strengthen.
And then you're supposed to get up and do what? Because he's not gonna take your responsibility. Now you're hearing the gospel. So prayer is the ability to do that. When you hear the gospel, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying is the ability to let the Holy Ghost take your vessel. Because we gave it to our flesh, all our lives, and all of a sudden we ain't giving it to the Holy Ghost. And that's why our spirit is weak, feeble knees. And then when our trials come, our faith is being tried. The faith that's being tried is not to condemn you. The purpose of your faith being tried is so you can examine who? To see if you're walking what? Because if you're walking in the faith, you can't fail, can you? Let any storm come. I don't have to tell you it's coming. Wait, I don't have to tell you it's coming. Let it come. If I'm walking by faith, what? The house gonna stand after the storm. But if I'm walking in the flesh, what's gonna happen? But then I'm supposed to come to a conclusion. I'm glad the storm did come. Because if the storm would not have come, I would have been walking in my flesh all the days of my life. But the storm came to make me see. I wasn't walking by faith. But then I'm going to get upset, right? Because I hate now he done revealed it to me. Even though he giving me space to get it right, I don't like it. That's the way the Lord teaches. That's how he teaches. So prayer is the ability to meditate or think on whatsoever is lovely. That's prayer for you. To think on a good report. That's prayer for you. To think on virtue. That's feminine. Surely that's prayer. All that prayer. All of that's considered what? Prayer. Now, to do that, I have to be steadfast and what? Why? Because something else don't want me to do that. The strange woman don't want me to do that. Because to do that, she can't stay in the house. The bond woman don't want me to do that. Because if I do that, she can't stay in the house, neither her children. So it's something going on in us, our heart, our mind, that we are going to have to deny ourselves and yield our members to the Lord, because he ain't taking them. Yield. And not yield to temptation. So when temptation comes, we are supposed to have the Holy Ghost and the covenant. God, do you know? Can I freely speak to you? Do you know no temptation should take us? Let it come. Every temptation that comes is common to man. Written? No temptation has taken us, but such as is common to man. But what's the power of the victory of the temptation? The covenant. What part does the covenant deal with? Deal with the spirit of the temptation. What's going on in you? But we don't want to have the conscience to exercise what's going on where? In us. And we want to see it where? And now we have forsaken grace, faith, and the covenant. And we just like Saul, a giant is standing there and we scared to death. And he's standing on our land, taking our house, doing what he want to with it. And we don't have no power, but we'll fight with a sword that he told you to put up.
Yes, sir.
We'll pull it in a minute. Because we have confidence in what? The flesh. That's the kind of conclusion you're supposed to come to when you examine yourself. That's what you're supposed to come to. And you study yourself. Not in condemnation, but study yourself to exercise yourself in godliness. If you keep your mind on him, what did he say he'll do? Did he lie? Why we stress? So stress is your chastisement. Can I say it again? Stress ain't nothing but your chastisement because you won't do what he told you. I'm finna run around the church.
Come on. Go ahead.
You fuss when you're stressed because you read the scriptures that said you shouldn't be. But you won't take responsibility for doing what you should, so you won't be stressed. So I'm stressed and I'm mad that the Lord let me be stressed out. And it's simply because I've been thinking on something he told me not to. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Let me talk about me for a while, because I got to reveal the son of perdition that sits in the temple. Because, see, I got to reveal him because that's me talking to the Lord saying, I'm expecting his coming. See, the more I reveal the son of perdition, he hears me saying, I want him to come. And he can't come until that come a. And the son of perdition got to be revealed that sits where? See, and we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So you all keep on holding on to what's in your temple, but I'm going to reveal what's in mine. Because I want him to come. I'm doing what he said do so he can come.
Okay.
Are you hearing me now? See, you don't have competition in the church. You compete in sports, you compete in the world, you compete all out there, because that ain't nothing but a world of competition. When you come into church, it's no such thing as competition, it's equality. But you want to bring the spirit of competition in the church. Don't you know Nebuchadnezzar wanted to compete with God? Walked out after God gave him to him. What that man said? Is that competition? Anytime you say, you competing. Now, who are you going to compete with in the church when he died? He's the lamb slain for the foundation of the world. And then you want to come in here and compete. And you get mad if God anoints somebody you don't think should be. Joseph, if I keep on like that about reveal mysteries, I keep doing this. Do you know, Jacob had 12 sons. All of them get mad because dad made one of them a coat of many colors. And then he became a dreamer at that. And he told them dreams, and them brothers what? You tell some dreams to your siblings and see what happens. Half of them you ain't going to tell them, because you know what's going to happen, you tell them. He suffered, but who's going to stop the will of God? Nobody. My dad always said, no, that boy different. There's something about that boy. That boy is different. That boy different. From a kid up, that boy is different. Where's five boys in the family? That boy different. Nah, something about him. God going to use that boy. I ain't know that. I just knew that I thought different about life. I'm 12 years old studying the scriptures, memorizing verses, and don't study homework in the classroom and still passing, I'm okay. I'm reading the scriptures, studying and memorizing them. That's why when it comes to the scriptures, please know them. or just say, okay, I don't know the scripture, let's talk. Because I'm not going to deviate from the scriptures, and I'm stern on the scriptures. You know why? I have erred not looking at the scripture. You have no idea how much chastisement I went through not looking at the scriptures. And people think that I'm just doing this. No, I have learned a supreme lesson not looking at those scriptures and trying to believe something that isn't written. And I don't care how many people don't believe them. You'll never persuade me not to believe them. They are true. I don't care who you fuss at wrote them, who you fuss at that translate them. I got enough Holy Ghost. I got enough Holy Ghost that came down from heaven to tell me that those scriptures I'm reading are true. You ought to have enough Holy Ghost to look at those scriptures and know they are true and they are not lying. Because you got the what? Now your flesh ain't going to tell you they're true, but the Holy Ghost will. So you got to remember that. So keep your mind on here. Keep you in perfect peace. Did I tell you? I don't know what spirit that was. Years ago. I mean years. I don't even count them. It's too many. I said, uh-uh. I ain't going to meditate in my head. Mm-mm. I ain't going to do that. I keep my mind for me. Now, this spirit told me that. I didn't examine it. I just said, okay. I agree with it. So I would meditate in the heart gate, but my head, mm-mm, I ain't doing that. Now, I did that for years. Are you hearing me? Did you really hear me? But I know the scriptures, study the scriptures. The only thing that's in my head is what I want up there. I don't learn the scriptures. I'm handling the scriptures in my mind. I think I'm okay, but I'm not going to meditate in my mind like the Lord knows I can and I should. He knows I can. I ain't going to do it. But because this voice tells me, don't do it. And I just accept it and don't do it. I don't question it, because you know why I don't question it? I think it is good. You have no idea how many years I did that. And all of a sudden I'm sitting in meditation and he led me up. And when he led me up there, I ain't left. You don't know what it is to have peace in your mind. And peace rules your mind. And Shalom, the God of peace, sits on your shoulders. The Prince of Peace should be in your mind. Because that's the only way that harlot in your forehead gonna fall off is when the Lord sit there. Because as long as that old man is there, she ain't going nowhere. This is what I know. You sit and don't meditate on the Lord and renew the spirit of your mind. That's your response. You sit and don't do it and think you're going to reap the grace of God. You will never reap it. You are going to suffer all the days of your life and be chastised. Sit in the vanity of your mind. You will be. And nobody going to do that for you. You can't. Nobody else going to pray that away. You are going to sit there and decide what you're going to think on. And the scripture says, whatsoever is lovely, a good report, virtue, praise. Now, anybody thinking on those things, are you stressed out? Nah. So when you get stressed, just tell yourself, I'm being chastised by the Lord because I just won't think the way he wants me to think. And then you probably get mad at him, but you're going to still be stressed. How long are you going to be stressed? Come on, somebody, tell me how long you're going to be stressed. How long are you going to be stressed? Tell me. Until you learn obedience by the... After a while, you're going to tell yourself, I'm tired of being stressed. Let me think on the Lord and let all this other stuff go. Losing sleep, weary, restless, want the God to give you a deliverance. He gave you the deliverance. But you don't want it his way. It's something. We got to examine ourselves. It's something in us that hates the Lord. You ain't going to grow till you tell the truth and say it is. Is it two in the house or not? Both of them love God. Are you, wait a minute. Are you sure? Both of them don't love the Lord. One of them is us. And we ain't ready to get rid of us. That's the truth. So no. I can sit with so much strength in my mind. With such intensity and so focused that nothing can pierce it. I can do it like breathing. And even if I talk about it, I do it. And everything gets still. Don't you know that kind of stillness makes your enemy fall? He falls. You almost feel it in the air right now, don't you? Because that's what I was doing. that's the kind of power he gives you to change your atmosphere. You feel anything moving?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Because the Lord is filling the walls and sanctified the place, because that's where you stand. That's what you're supposed to be able to do. You trying to do it from the outside, pulling the sword. I do it from the inside, using the spirit of the sword.
All right.
I feel so good, I don't want to leave, Nick. Do you feel it? Do you feel it? You feel the atmosphere? You feel it? Do you feel it? You need to, so you can remember what it's like. He lets these things happen so you can know what it's like. You ask the questions, what is it like? Feel it right now. This isn't something that starts on the outside. It has to be in you to that magnitude to take the outside like that. And then he'll let you walk in the midst of a confused place and say, peace be still.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Can I talk about it?
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
See, you can't feel that and don't feel life. You can't feel that and don't feel joy. It's kingdom. How many times, see, this is what took me. Can you imagine all the time Jesus walked in the midst of a situation and said what? This is what happened. So much so they had said, what manner of man is this? Walks in the midst and the whole atmosphere changes. Do you know you're supposed to do that? Do you know you're supposed to do that? From hearing what? The gospel. If what you see come out of me is God, then if you hear what I'm preaching, it should also come out of you. But if you don't hear it, it ain't coming out of you. That's what you got to know. The peace of God will bruise Satan's head under you. You still feel it? You feel the atmosphere? You feel it? Very. This atmosphere crushes Satan's head, and you don't have to do nothing but hold the peace. Now, hold your peace and let the Lord hold your peace and let the Lord fight the battle. Hold your peace. How in the world can a human being trust peace when they done fought all the days of their life? You ain't never let peace do nothing for you. Come on, talk to him, man. Because it's getting warm right here now. I feel really good right about now. Testing.
Okay. So I hear what you're saying, but what if holding is a problem? So like when you're teaching, it sounds easy. Like it sounds like it, like, okay, maybe I'm making this too hard. Maybe I'm overthinking this.
Keep going.
But in, I don't want to say in theory, but my reality, I guess, is that I have a problem holding. That's what I want.
It's true for every woman. She has a problem holding it.
So how do you get over that? How do I get to the place of holding?
How quickly do you want it to happen?
It needs to happen now.
Well, come here.
Okay.
about that. Women of God, tell your sister you won't be barren no more. You will hold it. Anemika toshate enemiasa. Hey, in the name of Jesus, I strengthen the womb to hold the word. Now I give you my peace. Now hold it. Feel it? Church, you feel it? You feel it? Put in your gaze on the peace that's in the atmosphere. Just gaze on it. It's here. Gaze on it until it gets in you. Hold it. With your strength, with your energy, hold it. Feel it, because it can be felt. Feel it. That's prayer. That's prayer. That's prayer. That's prayer. That's prayer. Amen. Thank you. Yes, yeah, I think it's thanks. What we don't understand about Jesus is everything he said, the presence of it, the manifestation of it was there, the substance of it. You, see, faith was here. If I ask you, how do you know faith was here? In what we just been teaching, how do you know faith was here? How do you know faith came? How do you know? Or did it come? Did it come? How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? How do you know faith came? Or did it come? Huh? Spirit. What's the evidence? Stillness. What is it?
It's a substance. The substance came.
The substance of peace came. Anytime the substance of something show up, you better know it's yours. If the substance don't show up, faith didn't come. So when the substance is released, you're supposed to take it and hold that. But because we are humans and the world has exalted the flesh, we grab hope to the letter and leave the substance. And we have done it for a lifetime because the world taught us to be heady. Get your credentials. And don't have no substance. It's vain, vanity, vexation of spirit. But when you come to church, you ain't trying to memorize nothing. Jesus. You want to hear. Yeah. And then when the presence hit, that's what you hold. Let me hold this. You remember the season we went through that we used to sit after service and nobody moved? Wasn't it profitable? Now, we don't profit from it no more, do we? Because right after service, we in every conversation but what we just left in the presence. And we're suffering from that, aren't we? Yes. You can't think on the Lord when you want to. You're not thinking on what you want to for 3 hours and going to think on the Lord 2 minutes and think. You've been thinking on everything you want to before you come through the church doors and the anointing hit the sanctuary and you think you're going to get the substance. You're not going to get the substance. It's going to rain. It's going to rain all around you. It's going to be like you got an umbrella up. These are the little things you're supposed to know how to do. Because I've taught them. And everything I've taught you is what I do. I have taught you nothing that I don't do and get results. The question is, why won't you do it? Seeing that if that's what I do to get the results, why won't you do it? Because we want to think the way we want to think. I don't think the way I want to think. You listen to you, you will talk to you. I don't tell Cornelius not to talk. I will be forever telling Cornelius not to talk. I just know how to tell Cornelius who he's looking for isn't home. That's just the way I do. Because I was once in the body of flesh. Of course the old man knows everybody. He's got your garment. What garment? The garment of flesh. He just can't have the vessel no more. So he brings the garment that you wore in your vessel. Oh Lord, wait a minute, you gotta get that. He brings the garment you wore in your vessel. Because the garment did not become yours until you yielded your vessel. Then you put on his garment. And your spirit is wearing his garment in your vessel. And then the Lord cleanses our spirit so that that garment goes back to him and your spirit is clean. Now he's coming to see if he can get you to put his garment back on your spirit so he can walk in your flesh again. That was perfect. And he makes you remember something and he'll lay on you like it's still in you. And even though Lord can't lie and said, you are in me, I translated you. See, what is so powerful about Lot's wife? She ain't looking back in Sodom. Wait, she's not looking back in Sodom. Are you hearing me? That woman, is she in Sodom? When is she looking back?
She's out.
What is the wisdom of the God of this world doing to all women? Make you look back when?
When you get out.
And when you look back, she turned into a... Now let me tell you what that means. Salt is a preservative. It's the Savior in the New Testament, right? That scripture in the New Testament. Who gonna make it sharp for me? Believe the gospel. Believe the gospel. Believe the gospel to the Savior of yourself. Believe the gospel. Believe the gospel. Oh, believe the gospel. You know what a sound mind is? It's not a PhD. You know what a sound mind is? A sound mind is a mind that can't be shaken from the gospel. Let this mind be in you. That's a sound mind.
Yes, sir.
Which was also in
Christ Jesus. Go ahead.
Do you know the mind that was in Christ Jesus is the mind that was in him in the resurrection?
All right.
The Lord done made us fat. Let me hear it. Read it. Who found it? Did I give you enough reference? What did I say? I done left it.
Salt.
Ye, the salt. If the salt, if the earth has... Why, which, I'm so far from quoting that right now, I ain't even trying no more. I'm gone. Where did you find it? It's in the Gospels. Yeah, it's in the Gospel. You got to go to the Gospels. Whew. Oh! I wish y'all could have fun like I have. Huh?
Right.
Y'all won't have any stiff and. Come on.
Matthew 5, verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth.
Now, who is the salt of the earth?
Ye are.
You are the what now?
Salt of the earth.
Wait a minute. Say it again. You are the what?
Salt of the earth.
Are you responsible for the earth? Are you responsible for the earth?
Ego.
If you the salt.
All right.
Oh, we get somewhere tonight, dog. Jesus. We get somewhere now. Say it again. Ye are the
salt.
Don't put that responsibility on nobody else. You are the salt of your earth. You are the salt of your earth. You are the salt of your earth. You are the salt.
Yes, sir.
Don't put that on nobody else. You are it. Are we good? Tell them where it is.
Matthew 5, starting at verse 13.
Go ahead. Let's roll.
Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor.
If the salt has lost its power.
Mm-hmm.
If the salt has lost its power now. See, now I grew up on a farm. And we killed hogs, right? And they put them in this smokehouse. Now listen. The temperature can be 90 or 100. You better look out now. But that salt had power. That salt had some power.
Yes, sir.
That salt kept the worms and that meat from going bad. Salt did it. Salt kept the flesh of an unclean creature.
Come on.
Leviticus said anything that part hoofs is unclean. And a pig parts the hoof is unclean. But they put salt in my day on that pig or that hog that they slayed and cut up. And it was covered in salt. I mean, rats could be running around. They didn't mess with that meat. Are you hearing me? You mean to tell me salt was so powerful it kept an unclean creature? Wait a minute. Do we need to hang here for a moment now? An unclean creature salt kept so you could eat some pork.
Go ahead.
Bacon. And now Jesus, take me again, daughter. Help me, daughter. The Holy Ghost talking right now. I feel, I can't help y'all. Go ahead. You can't help but laugh in the presence of the Lord. I'm just trying to tell you. You can't. I mean, God, come on. Talk to me.
All right. Matthew 5, verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted?
Now, if you are the salt and you lose your power, what's going to happen to your earth? Creepy crawling things. Your earth don't have a savior. And it's because you done lost the power of being salted. And you wondering why your earth isn't preserved. Because you done lost the power to salt it. And you want to put the responsibility on the Lord when he told him that's your responsibility. You are the salt of the earth. And if the salt has lost its savor, tell me that part again, daughter. Help me now.
Wherewith shall it be salted?
How is it going to be salted if it has lost its savor anymore?
It is henceforth good for nothing.
That's a shame. It has lost its savor. It's good for what? Nothing. Well, what's going to happen to your earth now? Gonna start stinking,
yep.
Rotten,
yep.
Cause you done lost the power to keep them worms and all them damn things start crawling on.
Yes.
And then you're gonna pray to the Lord and ask him to help you, and he gonna tell you, aren't you the salt?
Ooh, Jesus.
Lot's wife turned to a pillar of salt and used the salt to preserve Sodom and not where she was going. You use salt to preserve your problems. You use salt to preserve your hurt. You use salt to preserve everything you've been through that's not of God. You preserve it with your own salt.
Yes.
My daddy didn't put no salt on meat that was messed up. You take the salt in you to preserve your little troubles, all the stuff you've been through, and you wonder why you can't get rid of it. You put your salt in it and won't use your salt to preserve the earth, but you use your salt to preserve your wounds, your troubles, your hurt, your problems. You use your salt to complain. And she couldn't get no further. Is knowledge power?
Yes,
wait, let me ask you one more time. Is knowledge power?
Yes.
Did you come out of it that quick while I was talking? Did you come out of everything? Or did you hear? Because if you have an ear, you were supposed to hear and come out of it that quick. Because the word is quick. The word is quick. It's quick. So when you hear it, it ought to take you out of it and snatch you out of it. You say, oh no. The salt. She turned to a pillar of salt to let you know. We take the salt in earth, and rather than preserve the earth, we use it to preserve some hurt or something that the Lord has delivered us out of. He translated us out of a kingdom of darkness, but we use our salt to preserve the kingdom of darkness. Can I have a few more moments? We use our salt to preserve our sins. We use our salt to preserve our iniquity and unrighteousness. That woman is looking back at Sodom. Do you know in the book of Revelation, Sodom and Egypt is where our Lord was crucified? Spiritually? And she used her salt to preserve that. You use your salt to please your flesh and keep it alive when the Lord said it's dead. When the Lord told you it was grass, you take your salt and keep it alive until you run out. Because after a while, it ain't going to have no savor. Then what's going to keep your flesh then? It's gone. So the question is, what do you do with the salt in you? Because the only way it can lose its savor, you preserve something that the Lord has judged. All flesh is, and the glory of men is like a flower. The grass gonna wither and the flower gonna fade. Why do you take the salt in you to preserve what the Lord said is grass? Where your salt gonna run out? And when it run out, you ain't gonna have nothing to salt your own earth with. Now you ain't got nothing for the vessel to keep it. Let the church say amen.